Wartime Brides by Lizzie Lane.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Edna stared. It was sitting there on the hall stand between the tweed jacket and a beige trench Mac. A parcel. A third parcel had arrived. The sender's address was printed in the top left-hand corner. Name, street, and town. Finally, it read, Mississippi, USA. Don't even think about opening it. Her mother's voice pierced as sharply as the pearl-ended pin she was presently stabbing into her hat. I wasn't, Edna lied. She felt a hot flush creeping over her cheeks. I was just thinking. The sharp-featured Ethel Burbage rounded on her daughter and wagged a bony finger threateningly before Edna's eyes. Well, stop thinking about what's past, my girl, and think about your future. That's all that matters. She went back to adjusting her hat. What time did you say Colin was arriving? The question had already been asked last night over spam and mash and this morning over a thick slice of bread fried in beef dripping. Edna swallowed, a wave of revulsion at the memory of the grease congealing on her tongue. The war might be over, but rationing certainly was not. The train pulls in at 12, she repeated for the third time. She could see it in her mind's eye. Full of steam, full of men, and herself standing on a smoke-filled platform waiting for Colin. As she fastened her coat buttons, the clustered stones in her...